dry sun. Early morning, gotta be the hottest time I can recall. Heard a snake.
Good morning or good evening, wherever you are. My name is Paul Aronson, coming to you from Tokyo, Japan. In the background, you hear Happy and Artie Trom from the 1970s. And did I say welcome to Tokyo Progressive's Chocopol News? Today we have, from that period, 1972 or 3 roughly, Izzy Young in Sweden. I was there with my friend Charlie Rosina, who was working for WBAI at the time, Pacifica Radio, that's been in the news all these recent years because of a corporate takeover that was thwarted. Well, anyway, we were there recording for WBAI. Izzy Young, well known as the founder of the New York Folklore Center, and in the early 1970s went to Sweden, where he continued his work in folk music and politics. And we just happened to be there. And what you're hearing is a historical recording from that time. Just got in touch with Izzy Young, and that means right now in 1902, and thought it'd be fitting, he's now 74, 75, to play this little bit of historical programming from that time period. So hope you enjoy it. A little bit different from our normal Tokyo Progressive. Talk to you in a little bit.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Izzy Young, Catherine Grandin Folk Show, which is coming from Sweden now. We're going to have a nice show today, and we're going to talk with Swedish artists like Jan Hammarlund and Marie Solander and Chana Wiklund, and maybe I'll read from my notebooks. We've been here in Sweden 6 months, and we've been going to all kinds of concerts, and last Sunday we went to a place called Handen, where a group called Music Front is very active in trying to present Swedish music to Swedish audiences, which sounds a little strange, bringing their own music to their own people. And we met Jan Hammarlund after the concert, and I said, gee, how would you like to sing on our program in New York? He says, oh, well, I don't sing in English very much. And I said, well, that's exactly the point. We want you to sing in Swedish. And so that's going to be what we're talking about in today's show, how it is that Swedish people are beginning to learn that they have to sing their own songs in their own language, and how American music affected them over a long time, and what Music Front means and Silence Records means and Vaxholm and Jan Hammarlund.
Well, are we gonna, am I gonna sing, or are we gonna talk first about the...
Oh, whatever you want.
I'll start with a song that uses actually the old folk idiom symbols, because the song is called Flowers of Joy, which is also the name of an old Swedish folk song. But in this song, it's a little bit changed, because the song says, the flowers of joy, really, you can't make money on them, so we spread the concrete over, or they spread the concrete over, but life can never die, and the grass grows through the concrete, and so on.
Glädjens blomster i jordens mull ger ej längre valuta. Nu vill man dem bespruta för ordnings- och välstånds skull. Asfaltkärra och sten vräks på, överallt stiga murar grå. Livet mumlar i stensatt frö att hoppet kan aldrig dö. Så jag sår min sådd för vinden, och gräs växer överallt. Låt tusen blommor blomma, min skörd ska ge tio fall. Och det som älskar för kärleks skull bliva sällan rika, men det som kärleks rika, det älskar både gods och guld. mången stad i grannens jord, onda tankar och falska ord. Av lust att öka sitt eget bröd, de odlade svält och nöd. Så jag sår min sådd för vinden, och gräs växer överallt. Låt tusen blommor blomma, min skörd ska ge hundrafall. Och drakar växa ur draksådd fram, på slagfält växa döda, och såren blomma röda från kulkärvars lieman. Meningslös är voltens mod, om regnet blott följer bort ditt blod. Och mig ditt hopp gått i frö, min vän, och spirar och spränger sten. Jag sår min sådd för vinden, och gräs växer överallt. Låt tusen blommor blomma, min skörd ska ge tusenfalt.
Now this is an traditional Swedish song, and I know only that this tune was played on violins when they carried King Charles the 14th, I think, of Sweden, carried his coffin. And the words of the song has got nothing to do with that. I think they were written a little later, sometime in the middle of the 19th century. And it's really just a song of love and friendship. And it says something like, well, hello, my friend, how are you these days? And I hope you've got gold and silver, but I've got a satisfied mind, which is better.
Se gå afton och gå kväll, min utvaldaste vän, hur lever väl världen med dig? Har du nöjen och mår bra som jag tänker att du har? Har du hälsan, visst roar det mig? Har du silver, har du guld, har du kistorna full? Har du penningar, visst roar det mig? Men jag har ett förnöjsamt sinn, det är rikedomen min. Det är bättre än penningar och guld. När jag tänker upp på dig röres blodet i mig. Lilla vännen, förglöm aldrig mig. Ser du stjärnorna, de små på himmelen den blå, hur de falla till jorden likt strå. För ska sjöar och strand bliva torra som sand, förrän jag tager mig någon an. För ska måne och sol falla ner på vår jord, förrän jag ändrar om dessa ord. Se godnatt och farväl, min utvaldaste vän. Jag vill önska dig en god morgondag. Må de vänner som du har leva långeliga dagar. Må din vandring i världen bli glad.
Well, it's a whole story, but one reason I left New York City was I got sick and tired of doing interviews, auditions with people, simple little kids from Idaho that wanted to meet Judy Collins or something like that, with simple, honest songs from Idaho. And then I talked to them a little bit more, and it turned out they've been to Buddha Records and Elektra Records and MGM already, and they had some big managers. They weren't making it. So I was beginning to feel not so high and mighty when these kids that failed with the big companies came down to the little folklore center. So one guy used to come in all the time and watch these auditions, and they would be the same songs, you know, I Love You, You Love Me, and things like that. And so I left America. Then one day I get a letter from an American kid. Dear Izzy, I don't know if you remember me or not, but my name is Paul Aronson, and I'm a good, honest kid, and I really like your song. I wonder what's going on in Sweden, and geez, there's a good music scene there, and who knows, maybe I'll be there next week or something. And of course, I don't want to bother you or anything like that, so we're just sitting home one day, and a knock on the door, and of course, I had the slightest idea who Paul Aronson was, and I was really glad it wasn't one of the jerks. It was one of the nice kids that came into the store. And to prove that he was nice, he never even asked me for an audition. And Charlie Rosina stopped in the day after, who's a sound engineer at BAI, and he's doing the recording tonight, and he said that Paul is good. So we're going to have a typical New York City audition in a typical Swedish apartment. And I just heard a bit of it, and it sounds just like what I was reading in my notebook a few minutes ago. Paul Aronson.
Well, that's actually why I picked the song. Actually, I wrote this in 1969 because as Americans against the war, very often we tend to look and see what the Vietnam War has done to Americans, how it affected America, and we don't even see what it's done to the Vietnamese people.
The newspapers tell a story sad of the 40,000 US dead. But did you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, of the million Vietnamese who've died and bled? 1,040,000 human lives have shed the blood that never had to fall. They died for the fortune of your president, while like lifeless stone you said nothing at all. Let me ask you, Mr. and Mrs. Citizen, as the days they turn dark and cold, will you let your country do to your son what your parents let the Germans do to the Jews? Are you evil? Are you human? Do you have a heart? Do you bear any love for your own? Or do you laugh with Bob Hope and Martha Ray as they lead your children off to die and kill? Rise up, Mr. and Mrs. America. Stand tall against the storms and the lies. And when they say it's time for your son to serve, tell them that he'll never go. Hell no, we won't go. Because 1,040,000 human lives are testimony to the fact that the killers of our children must never be embraced, that true love must blossom again. Let us wipe out the venom and erase all the lies and bring a halt to their ways, so that when a young woman wants to be a mother to a child, she'll never fear that war will be his end. So that when a young woman wants to be a mother to a child, she'll never fear that war will be his end.
How about another song?
Sure. I feel I should do a sweeter song, but this next song is talks about the people who were neglected. You sang a song before like that, yeah. About the people who were shut up, and if they could only express themselves. This talks about the broke. It calls, it says, go down, you broken old man. You know, the cage that has sprung you has robbed you of sight. You know, the prisons that we lived in, the prison that we live in, the society that we live in has robbed us of our vision, and we've got to get it back.
Twilight has blanketed old County Jail. The prisoners ain't sleeping, they're silently waiting and counting the days till the door is swung wide and summertime welcomes them home. Go down, you broken old shell of man, down where the young river rolls. The cage that has sprung you has robbed you of sight, and you are still caught in the night. And the dirt's piled high. It's here that the prisoners must learn to be human and teach their grandchildren what's right and what's wrong by beating the truth through their bones. Go down, you broken old shell of a man, down where the young river rolls. The cage that has sprung you has robbed you of sight, and you are still caught in the night. Children from going to crime, we'll lock them in schoolrooms and structure their time, and we'll give them their freedom when lessons are learned, so life will not lead them astray. Go down, you broken old shell of a man, down where the young river rolls. The cage that has sprung you has robbed you of sight, and you are still caught in the night. Go down, you broken old shell of a man, down where the young river rolls. The cage that has sprung you has robbed you of sight, and you are still caught in the night.
Thanks, Paul. That was Paul Aronson.
Sure.
Give you another example of how Paul is a nice guy. We met the other day and I said, oh, we're going to the Swedish concert on Sunday. So he said, sure. Not like some other Americans we met at Central Session, and but this time we met Charlie also, and some Americans came up and they say, what's up? And this one idiot, he's going to be a doctor, psychiatrist, dentist, lawyer, you know, whatever. He said, I'm going to the Duke Ellington concert. I said, oh, you'll never get in there. It's 40 kroner. Why don't you come with us? Hear Swedish music for 5 kroner. I said, 5 kroner? Sure. And then there were some other Americans that came. I said, why don't you come to a Swedish concert? And he said, is it good? I said, well, you don't. If I told you American music, you wouldn't say, is it good? So that's the kind of thing that we're trying to get at, that other things are good than American music. Not automatically good, but that you should listen to it. So Jan Hammerlin comes back and we're going to make up for all the time that we didn't talk about.
Well, I'll start out with a song that is really the most spontaneous new folk song that I know in Swedish. And it's, I don't know where it comes from, but it couldn't possibly be more than 7 or 8 years old.
Well, American, it's two generations already.
I know. But it's a strategic thing to call it a folk song. It's I recorded this on an album, and the recording company is being prosecuted for it, and they're claiming copyright reasons. The actual reason being political, because the tune of this song is next to the national anthem in original. But in this version, the song says, "Burn brightly against the darkening skies, banner, burn like the villages and forests of Vietnam, like human beings in napalm. And Americans, remember that we don't want to burn you, we just want to burn your damn star-spangled banner." Flamma stolt mot dunkla skyar, måtte fanan brinna som halm, liksom Vietnams skogar, fält och byar, liksom människor i napalm. Amerikaner, nota bene, vi vill inte bränna er, vi vill bara bränna ert jävla stjärnbaner.
I'll do one song that is, the tune is originally American, actually. It was written by Richard Farina. But the Swedish words to this song have been written by one of the Swedish FNL groups. And it's a song that describes in very poetic images the swallow that sings before the storm, and the storm that sweeps the earth clean, and that people will be able to build a better world after the storm. And this is about the war in Vietnam, and that the Vietnamese cannot be conquered by imperialism.
I'd just like to say, a lot of Americans don't know what the FNL is, but that's the National Liberation Front. And Sweden started many years ago a group called the United FNL Groups. And they've been doing a fantastic job keeping the attention of the Swedish people on the war in Indochina. And not only in Vietnam, but in Cambodia and Laos. And they're called unpolitical. They don't directly take on internal questions of life in Sweden. True. But Kath and I just joined a Swedish study circle, something inconceivable in America to meet every week and just discuss simple questions. So we found out things this week, for example, like in America, when it was a question of returning prisoners, everyone said, well, they returned the prisoners to France in 1954, you know, within 60 days of the agreement. And then we find out that in the 13th century there were three big invasions of Vietnam by the Chinese, and one time they captured 50,000 people, and they had it was a big question then, you know, should they kill these guys or send them back home? Or rather, was everyone wanted to send them back home, maybe a few said, you know, this is war, and they said, no, let's send them back home. Which is exactly what they've been doing for 700 years. And so working with the FNL groups, I'm finding out a lot that I never found out about in America. And they have 3,000 or 4,000 active members around the country and thousands of sympathizers. So Kath and I have been to any number of demonstrations now. New York City, if you can get 250 people together, it's really something. But Saturday they had 4,000 people out in the central square, circulatory. And it's really important, that group. So I just wanted to give a little...
Yes. I think also the work with the Swedish FNL groups have helped the people that have been working with it quite a lot to understand how imperialism affects Sweden and the way that people are being oppressed here. Instead of just looking upon it as a great gray mass of indifferent people, the fact is that people are indifferent because nobody cares what they think. Nu vrider vintern sig för vårens hårda våld, och solen bränner frost ur jord, och molnen glider över gräset på vår mark, och svalor flyger emot nord. Och ingen styrka är som deras vingars flykt, och ingen sorg som deras sång. Du ser dem flyga, vet att allt som är förtryckt ska nå befrielse en gång. För hundratusen hesa stämmor ropar strid, för hundratusen vingar slag. När svalen sjunger är det för att båda storm, när svalen sjunger blir det dag. Stormen sopar jorden ren och ny och fri, och solen värmer jorden torr, och människor bygger upp en ny och bättre värld, och svalan flyger bort. Känner ledan, sövd av resedan eller blinkande ljus. Människor på hav, tysta hästar genom natten, och röda eldar som har glömt att brinna, som känner skuggan, så tiden lämnar inga grästrån i grus. Kom hit igen när solen sjunker, och djungeln fyller lojsta
hel. You've been listening to Izzy Young and Jan Hammarlund from Sweden. This is about 1972, if I recall correctly, recorded by Charles Rosina from WBAI at that time and a good high school friend. Little bit of history, and we'll see you next time. This is Paul Aronson for Tokyo Progressive. Bye-bye.
Och furor som ska fällas, och hus av sten som rasar av sig själva. Vi måste välja om vi ska säljas eller känna och ge. Övergivna slott och döda kommunader och gator som har tystnat av sprängskott, till och med sjömän på skepp som sjunkit isolerade.